Learning creatively. Passage 1. Saving water. The world is not only hungry, but also thirsty for water. This may seem strange to you, since nearly 71% of the Earth's surface is covered with water. But about 97% of this huge amount is seawater or salt water. Man can only drink and use the other 3%, the fresh water that comes from rivers, lakes, underground, and other sources. And we cannot even use all of that, because some of it is in the form of icebergs and glaciers. Even worse, some of it has been polluted. However, as things stand today, this small amount of fresh water, which is constantly being replaced by rainfall, is still enough for us. But our need for water is increasing rapidly, almost day by day. Only if we take steps to deal with this problem now can we avoid a severe worldwide water shortage later on. A limited water supply would have a bad effect on agriculture and industry. We all have to learn how to stop wasting our precious water. One of the first steps we should take is to develop ways of reusing it. Experiments have already been done in this field, but only on a small scale. These systems are as important as the spacecraft for our future.
Passage 2. World Environment Day. World Environment Day, WED, is a day we all need to put in our diaries. It happens on June the 5th every year, and should be one of the most important dates on the holiday calendar. WED was created in 1972 by the United Nations General Assembly. The environment wasn't such a big issue back then, but it is one of the hottest topics in the world today. WED helps raise worldwide awareness of the threats to our environment. Many environmental agencies organize events based on different themes each year. These events encourage both governments and local communities to work together to tackle environmental problems from a grassroots level and at a presidential level. Many people in rich countries are aware of today's environmental issues. Even though many of the world's citizens know the issues, too few people do enough to deal with them. WED could be the day to start changing our lifestyle forever to reduce our carbon footprint. Most of us use far too much energy. With a little thought, we could all use less power and help the environment. WED also needs to make people in poorer countries aware of the dangers to the environment. The governments of new superpowers need to reduce their energy consumption too. Hopefully, World Environment Day will become more celebrated every year.